Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Okay, we got Joel, and he is looking for a second date update with a guy named Dustin. Hi, Joel. How are you?
Hi, guys. I love second date updates so much, though I never wanted to do one, so I'm a little nervous.
You do sound a little nervous.
So you go on a date, you get blown off, and you're just shocked. You can't understand why, because you pulled out all your best moves, and you thought you were on fire, and then you never hear from them again. That's what second date update is all about. Kate is looking for a second date update with a guy named Henry. Hey, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. You were just talking a bit off the air, and you mentioned that you're dealing with some dating drama.
Yeah, I mean, I had a New Year's resolution, and I just wanted to like start to get out there because, I just haven't had a lot of dates, and I got right down to it. It started out freaking amazing, and I had it in the back of my mind, if I could just make it until March, until I needed to reach out for help with this why have I not heard from this guy thing, then I'd be doing really well. But it already happened, so here I am.
You're okay. Ahead of schedule.
Now, have you called Second Date Update before?
I have not. No, okay. I haven't.
This is the first time for you.
Yeah, it's my first.
All right. Well, let's start from the beginning. How did you meet Henry?
Well, I've had a pretty slow-paced dating life for, like, years now, and my friends have really been getting on me about finding someone, and, I mean, honestly, I don't like being online. I tried it briefly. I hate it, but it's been, like, 8 years, and I can count on one hand how many dates I've had, because you think, like, oh, I'll be out in the world. I'm going to meet people, and then you don't. So I decided that I just needed to go online, and I did it. And I don't know, I felt like it started out really great. I was, at least like as far as meeting people went, I talked to like four or five, went out with a couple, and they were really nice. It was just like there wasn't any chemistry, like no spark. Mm-hmm. So like that's all fine. And then I meet this one, and I don't know, I thought there was definitely a spark, and like we really hit it off. We had dinner, and then he asked if I wanted to go for drinks after, and it was like lots of talking and sharing and laughing and kind of like everything you would want on a first date, including like a little making out, which was like really nice. And then at the very end of the night, like when it was time to say goodbye, he said that he looked forward to seeing a lot more of me.
Ooh. Ew. With the emphasis on a lot.
I like that.
That was fun. And he was like kissing my neck and grabbing my my rear end. I don't know if I can say the word I want to say.
Sure.
So like what the hell, like I don't know, I texted him that night to thank him, and he texted right back that it was his pleasure, and then nothing, like nothing. No call, no text, no nothing through the online thing, nothing.
That's so
that
weird.
Is super confusing, though.
Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Huh.
Yeah.
His response to your thank you text seemed warm and good, but that was the end of that, huh?
Yeah. Nothing since then.
It sounded like the perfect date.
Yeah, it was just, it was really disappointing because, like I said, you know, it was sort of my New Year's thing. I just wanted to meet someone that I felt like I connected with, and yeah. I thought I did.
All right, well, that was a great description. So let's go ahead and we'll take the break. We'll call him and see if maybe he just got busy or something else that has nothing to do with you.
Traveling to India
has distracted him. Yes, that happened to Fritchie.
I don't know. I feel like busy thing's an excuse, though, right? That's always an excuse.
Yep.
Traveling to India. I know that comes up a lot. Fritch has heard it many times.
Well, India's legit. It's when you say you're going to. Where Guatemala? Is
Venezuela.
That where you are?
Venezuela.
Venezuela.
Hola, yeah. Venezuela.
He's gonna take his vuvuzela to Venezuela.
Oh, yeah. That worked for years until they put some kind of weird like travel ban on Venezuela.
I know, and then he couldn't get away.
I'm gonna be in Venezuela for the weekend. No siree, buddy. That doesn't work anymore.
They're on the list, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Who was your Cuban girlfriend?
Ah, Marislesas.
Marislesas.
All right, we got to take a break. So what we'll do is we'll get the phone number from you, and when we come back, we'll call Henry and see what he thought of Kate and his date with her coming up next with Second Date Update on Q102. Well, Kate is a very selective woman. She said she could count on one hand the amount of dates she's been on within the past 8 years. And her New Year resolution in 2018 was to try to find someone she actually connected with.
Get out there.
Was hoping she would not have to call Second Date Update, but
at least until March.
Here we are. She had talked to maybe four or five guys, ended up going on a date with a couple once she joined the online dating circuit. And there was this one, there was a spark between the chemistry and the wonderful dinner and the great conversation. And there was some making out, some real physical chemistry, it seemed like. She thought, there might be something to this. And at the end of the date, he even said, I'm looking forward to seeing a lot more of you.
Was that like, I'm going to see a lot more of you in like a sexy way? Like he's going to see, you know, a lot more of you? Or did it feel more like going to spend a lot more time together?
I mean, it kind of felt like both, which is sort of better.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And then after you parted ways, you followed up with a thank you text. Thank you for the great evening. And you got a nice warm response back, right?
Yeah, he said it was his pleasure, and that was the last I ever heard.
Okay. Kate has replayed the date in her mind half a dozen times, and you can't think of any reason why he would just suddenly ghost like this, right?
No, I mean, right up until the very end, it seemed like everything went, like it couldn't have been better.
Okay. Then we're just going to go ahead and call him. You ready?
I hope so.
Hello.
Hi, is this Henry?
It is.
Hey, Henry, it's Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
I feel like we just caught you with your pants down or something.
Well, I'm a big fan of the show, so I think I have a guess of what this might be about.
You're guessing it's a Second Date Update, is that right?
Yeah. I might even know who put you up to this.
You're not sure who put us up to us? So you're dating more than one person at the present time?
No. I think I do know.
Oh, you do?
Oh, okay.
No. All right. Who do you think it is?
It might have been Kate.
Yes, it is Kate. So obviously something's going on then. Because the last text she got from you was my pleasure or something to that effect after she thanked you for the great time you guys had. So what's changed? Or are you just really busy right now?
Well, I mean, I may be overthinking this, but, it was a really good date. I was having a good time. I was all in. She's definitely hot. You know, she's not usually what I go for. You know, my type is usually tall, leggy blondes, but... Mm-hmm. You know, she's real cute, and the more we talk, the prettier she got, and she was sexy, and everything was going great until she confessed to me that she hasn't had sex since her marriage ended, and that was 8 or 9 years ago. And as we were saying goodbye, she said she's looking forward to me being her first.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden, all I had in my mind was, you know, she was like a virgin again. And I relate that to teenagers. And it just all of a sudden it got very creepy for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know, you know, here I am, you know, in my 30s and someone's telling me that they're looking forward to their first time with me. That's just, that was just weird. It just weirded me out. And so I just kind of ghosted.
That's funny. I would think most men would have the opposite reaction to that. Like, yes.
Re-virginize.
How can I do this badly?
If I had a guess, it isn't that it's been a long time since she's had sex so much as the way she framed it put you off, and that just got stuck in your head?
Yeah, yeah. It was the whole idea of, like, being her first time again. It was, yeah. You know, that just put a picture in my head, the whole kind of first time. You're my first. Yeah, that's
well,
just...
Well, I mean, I'm already really embarrassed that I even, like, admitted that. Am I... Oh, can I talk?
No, please, go ahead. Oh. Yes.
I mean, like, I'm really embarrassed that that came up, but I just was, like, I'd had a lot of wine, and in the moment, I was really attracted to you, and I don't know, like, what was going on in my mind that I said it that way, but, I mean, no, I'm not a virgin. I didn't mean it like that. I just... I don't know. It just kind of came out that way, and it didn't feel right afterwards, but I didn't think it was a really big deal.
I totally see both sides of this, because especially when you've had a couple of drinks and you feel like you can speak freely with someone and be yourself with someone, and you're
really vibing.
Yeah, yeah, and you're yep. really vibing, and you say something like that, and then...
And then he's like, oh.
Yeah.
No.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I'm sitting here, and my coworkers probably are all listening to this, and now they know how long it's been for me, and they're probably saying that explains what.
Oh.
Can I just, like, bury my head in a hole or something?
No, hang on.
Oh, God.
Henry, I don't know. I mean, have you ever been in a situation like that where maybe you uttered something that you
overshared.
Meant it one way or overshared,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, somebody received it in a less than favorable way, and...
Or at least didn't take it how you intended.
Yeah,
I felt embarrassed.
I have. I can't recall anything specifically, but, you know, we all say things, especially when alcohol is involved. Yeah.
I just wish when stuff like this happened that you could, like, be in a place where you could throw up a question or make a reference, talk about the discomfort, you know, instead of just, like, running away and not having... I mean, he liked her. She liked him. She said something a little uncomfortable
yeah.
that she wishes she wouldn't have said. I wish he would have thrown in a follow-up question, or she would have said, oh God, I can't believe I just said that. I'm so embarrassed. Please forget that I said that. Right. I wish that rather than the two of them parting ways and
him
nothing,
ghosting, yeah.
it not being approached at all, when it could have been something that the two of them could have laughed about. He could have even said, oh, now don't say that, because now I'm going to picture you as a 16-year-old girl, and it could have become a joke, and it could have been... You know?
Why didn't you do that,
Why
Henry?
Why didn't you do that, Monday morning quarterback?
If only you could just hit rewind.
Right,
know.
You know?
That sounds hysterical. Now I feel like I should have, you know, I missed an opportunity. I mean...
But I get it because I do it all the time myself. And that's like a new practice of mine, is to sit when something awkward or weird happens, to try to address it immediately.
That's like really enlightened. I wish I could do that.
Well, guys, I hate to see... Listen, let's rewind even further. You guys had a wonderful time, and you had this fantastic chemistry. You know, Henry, Kate doesn't just date anybody. She I mean, after the conversation we had, she sounds like she's pretty selective. Even you, despite the fact that she's not your traditional physical type, seem to really dig her. So would you be willing to consider a second date?
Well, I have to say, I'll be honest, I'm feeling a little bit like a heel right now. Like, the whole world now knows about Kate.
Well, and we don't want to guilt you into it.
Like, well, we don't want to guilt you into it, but here is a wonderful opportunity for you to remedy yeah. that is situation.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm getting to. It's like, I feel like, you know, if I had an opportunity to make it up to her, you know, because we were having a really great time, if she would let me make it up to her, I would love the opportunity to go out on another date.
Wow. Well, I think I need to eat, like, a big slice of humble pie, or maybe I've already eaten it. I think so. Is that an okay answer?
I think you guys will have a great time.
Yeah.
I do too. I think you owe it to each other to hang out again.
That's right.
And we would be happy to pay for it. We like you both. This will not be the last uncomfortable moment, I'm sure, whether with each other or with someone else. So let's see how you guys navigate
That's
this
right.
one.
Did you want to throw in a hotel room with dinner, Jeff?
Hey.
Or no?
That's on them. Let's not ruin
it. I'm just playing.
Just playing.
First base. first.
Right. Yeah.
That's, you know.
No pressure after that.
All right. So, Henry, since Kate made the call, we're actually going to set this up with her, but you'll be hearing from her shortly. So, please give her the courtesy of a response when you do, okay?
I will.
All right, buddy. Thanks again. Take it easy.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
All right. And, Kate, you hang on.
Okay.
All right. So, if we can do a second date update for you, shoot us an email, Jeff and Jen. How many N's are there in Jen?
There are two.
Two N's in Jen. Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
And two F's in Jeff.
You betcha.
He's a two F'er, that one.
That's right. I'm a double F'er. All right, let's check those roads. We got Tori Cannon standing by here with your latest traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.